بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the Ramadan practices of Hazrat Gangohi rahimahullah, Hazrat's dedication and attachment to the Quran and Majid. During Ramadan, there was a marked increase in his ibadat and exertion, especially as far as his recitation of the Quran and Majid was concerned. Even when going to and from his house, he never spoke. If an estimate of the total amount of his daily tilawat in and out of Salah is made, it will amount to approximately half a khatam of the Qur'an and Majid daily. On the morning of the first day of fasting, he would say, "From today, all sounds of conversation shall cease." That is, no person should engage in futile conversation. If any person allows Ramadan to be wasted, it is a great sorrow indeed. During Ramadan, despite his strenuous exertion in ibadat, Hazrat Gangohi rahimahullah ate so little that his total food for the entire month of Ramadan totaled less than 5 seer, that is 5 kg of grain. In his biography entitled Tazkiratul Rashid, written by his successor, his Khalifa, Hakim Ishaq Sahib rahimahullah, the following is mentioned regarding his program in Ramadan. During Ramadan, he used to come out of his private resting place late in the morning. In summer, he generally came out at about 10 o'clock because he used to greatly increase his Nafil Salah, recitation of the Qur'an and Majid, and his moments of silence and meditation as compared to other months. In this time, he slept very little and spoke very little. Initially, he himself used to lead all 20 rakats of Tarawih Salah, but later began to perform Tarawih behind his son, Hafiz Hakim Muhammad Mas'ud Sahib. After the witr, he would perform two lengthy rakats of Nafil Salah, which he would sometimes perform while standing and sometimes while sitting. On completing these two rakats, he would remain seated for a long period facing the Qibla and reciting the Qur'an and Majid. Thereafter, he would perform one sajdah tilawat and stand up. Through overhearing some of the words he was reciting, I deduced that he would recite Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda and Surah Dukhan at this time. Hence, the sajdah tilawat he used to make was for the ayat of sajdah which appears in Surah Sajda. From the above, we see that even in advanced age when he was suffering from ill health, Hazrat Gangohi rahimahullah exerted himself in trying to gain the maximum benefit from the blessed month of Ramadan. When this was the extent to which he exerted himself in old age, we can well imagine the extent to which he must have exerted himself when he was young and enjoyed good health. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and also show appreciation for this blessed month by safeguarding our time and exerting ourselves according to our ability, so that we can also acquire the special blessings and mercies which Allah Ta'ala showers on His servants in this blessed time. SubhanAllah.